This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Hey there, what's going on? Jason Cutter here. Welcome to episode 609 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. And this is the Friday episode wrapping up the week that included Kevin Chase from Wazoo, Washington State University, on the program talking about sales, sales leadership, sales processes, and of course the future of sales from a sales educator standpoint. One of the things that's fascinating and fun about Kevin and my conversation with him, both for the show and then you know, in advance of the show and getting ready for it, is that he is such a researcher. He's on the side of like researching things, you know, Dr. Kevin Chase, which means he has a PhD. When you have a PhD and you're in an education role, then you have to spend some time doing research. And I talk to a lot of professors. Some of them are like, I have to do it. I know it's part of the job. I don't really enjoy it, but I'll do it. You know, with him, I know that he loves the research side. I know he loves figuring things out and building things around it. It's also another interesting dynamic for the school, and I mentioned it on the podcast, but Washington State University is in Pullman. And so that's like southeast part of Washington State. It's more rural, kind of away from things. You know, when most people think of Washington State, they think of Seattle, Bellevue, Amazon, Microsoft, all of those. And that's all in one pocket of the state on the west side around Puget Sound, right? Like Seattle itself and Bellevue and that kind of area is technically, it should be its own state. Like the state changes dramatically once you go over the mountains heading east. Politically it changes, economically it changes, like ideologically it changes. It's literally two different states in one. I lived in Seattle, in the Seattle area for 9 years. I lived in Eastern Washington for basically 4 years. And so I got to see both sides and it's very interesting. And so you've got a school where Dr. Kevin teaches at that is pulling from all over, right? Like, you know, students coming from Seattle say, I want to get away from the big city. I want to go to somewhere different. I want to go to a school that feels smaller and more intimate, but out in nature. And I'm gonna go all the way over there, maybe rebelling, maybe not rebelling, just want something different. And then they end up going back to Seattle, back to, you know, more populated areas. And then obviously, you know, as he said, there's other students who are coming from the eastern side of the state. And so they're coming there to learn about agriculture and manufacturing, things like that. And then they're going to go back and take that to them. So it's a fascinating dynamic. It's an interesting school. And I had, you know, Barry Erickson on the show and he teaches at UW's sales program. So that's literally University of Washington on the outskirts in Seattle itself. And that's just like all of their sponsors, all their corporate sponsors are big school, big companies, you know, the big brands that you would think of, easy to get those sponsors. And then, you know, Dr. Kevin Chase is playing a different game on his side, which I absolutely love. And so it's fascinating and fun to look at that and have the two different perspectives on different sides of the states. Obviously, like I said, Dr. Kevin's all about research. And it was fun. In part one, we talked about authenticity. It's really, you know, it's the what happens to most people in sales, what he saw, what he experienced, is that most people learn their product first, right? It's all about product knowledge first and then realizing or figuring out about helping customers. And that's not really wrong. I talk about it a lot on the podcast. And of course, you know, I wish people would focus on sales training about the human side, right? Like, that's why I say it all the time that it's H to H, it's human to human. And at some point, that's what companies need to do. In the beginning, when somebody's brand new, starting out in sales, if you're listening to this and you're new to sales, you want to get into sales, or maybe you've had this experience, is it's like drinking from a fire hose or trying to, and there's so much going on. It's so overwhelming. It's so difficult that literally, you know, you can only focus on so much stuff and only some of that's going to be retained anyway. And so as much as I say, and I work with companies, I tell them they need to be focusing on more than just product training. When somebody's new, that's all you can absorb, right? Just learn this product, memorize what it does, memorize the facts, the features, the benefits, just know all of that. And then once you understand that, you can focus on the human side, right? The conversations, the helping customers. It's one of the reasons why I tell all new salespeople that they will find success and sales will become a different thing for them to do, a different game, ones they no longer have to think about what they're going to say next. And what that requires is two things. One is knowing your product inside and out, so you don't have to think about what your product does or how to explain it or what stats or anything like that. And then the other part is knowing your process and having a process that's clear, it's outlined, it's scripted, it's drawn out. You know how to get from here to there, and you know how to do it no matter what, no matter what somebody throws at you. And so then you can just have a conversation. Once you get to the point in sales where you no longer have to think about what you're going to say next while the other person is speaking, then sales becomes a completely different thing, right? Just like any other relationship, just like anybody that you're spending time with, you want to build a relationship with, or you're in a relationship with. At the moment where you're not thinking about what you're going to say next or what you're going to have to talk about or what you're going to do, all of a sudden you're actively listening. And when you do that, it changes things dramatically. And so that's one of the things I love about what he said. And at times I know that I focus a lot on, hey, you've got to focus on this. You've got to do this. You've got to make sure to, you know, understand the human-to-human element of it. And while that's true, it's also important. You got to have something first. Product is that foundation, and then you can build it on. Now, where that becomes challenging is that if you learn the product and then you learn sales, you learn how to sell that product. When you learn sales and the foundations and the fundamentals of persuasion and communicating and building relationships and moving the right people forward towards a better place, then what happens is you can apply that to anything. Right, then you can sell anything, you can help anybody when you do that. I see a lot of people who are product focused first, then they kind of layer on some level of selling ability, but they're always stuck. They can only sell that product because they don't have the fundamentals, or they're just not open to other things, and it makes it challenging for them to expand or change industries, or if they have to, like get another job and another thing. Part two, we talked about sales process, which a lot of this leads into. The big thing is, you know, asking him, like, where's that balance between having a sales process and being rigid to it and being structured? And then obviously knowing that you're dealing with a human and you can't have you can't be completely structured, because no conversation is going to be the same. You can't script a whole conversation with an actual human because you don't know what their answers are going to be. And then it's unpredictable, right? You as a human, them as a human, potential customer. And so how do you do that? And I love what he said was having a game plan, like football, right? Where you practice, you have a game plan, you have your plays, you have what you're going to run, you have what you know, you have your backup to your backup to your backup plays, you have your trick plays, you have all that kind of stuff. And then you get on the field and then you just got to go with it, right? Because now you're up against an opponent who you can't predict what they're going to do, and no amount of practice and guessing is going to help. You can do your research, watch game footage, and study what the other team historically does. But in the moment, you just got to go with it. So you got to have your plan, and you got to trust in the plan. You got to be able to change on the fly, and then trust that you can just get through it, which is so important. One of the things that he talked about was teaching process, not product. So this kind of goes back to what he got when he first entered into sales, which was all about product and not process. And then for him, he focuses on process, not product. And the main thing is he is a professor at a school. So what he's doing is training people in sales, educating and teaching people who are going to go out there and sell a wide range of products. Again, this goes back to the fact that some of his students might go out and be in the agricultural manufacturing space. Some of them might go and work for a tech company. And so you can't focus on product. You can only focus on process. And one of the things that I love about that is when you learn the fundamental principles of sales processes and in ways that can work universally, and that's what's fun about these conversations. It's fun what I've developed on my side for my clients, is that once you have that, then you layer on the product on top. And you know, the way I look at this is like, if you understand how cars work, you understand the mechanics of cars, and not like new cars where you can't fix anything yourself because it's just all high tech and it's locked down and it's just crazy. But like, if you can take a car, you understand cars, you know how to fix cars, you know how cars work, you know the fundamentals, and then you have the right tools in the toolbox to fix a car, you should be able to fix pretty much any car because the fundamentals are the same. And again, this is, you know, predates a certain era now where it's just like so hard to fix anything because everything's computer controlled and drive by wire and all kinds of stuff. But like if we're looking at cars, you know, 20 years or older, the fundamentals are all the same, right? Like if there's an issue, it's going to present itself as the same general issues and you can fix that, right? And so if you're a mechanic of cars of a certain era, then you can fix any car that comes your way, you know, because the fundamentals are the same. And that's where it's like layer on the product, right? In that case, layer on the car versus, you know, just the fundamentals. Some people, they, let's say they fix cars, they only know Toyotas. They only know how Toyotas work. They focus on Toyotas. They fix Toyotas. Could they try to fix something else? Maybe, but they might not be very good at it because they've only studied in this one thing versus the fundamentals, right? And that's where it's fascinating to see people who, you know, in this analogy, where they've just grown up fixing cars and they understand cars, but they have their cars that they like versus someone that goes to, let's say, a mechanic school and gets certified as a mechanic where they're teaching you the fundamentals and the principles of all cars and then sending you out in the world to fix specific ones. And that's basically what Dr. Kevin is doing in his side. And then lastly, we talked about the future of sales. You know, I love the fact that he's most excited about sales education programs, the research, and, you know, his focus on the buying process, because I think that's one of the biggest things that most people struggle with in sales is they're self-centered humans, which I talk about all the time. We all are. And so they're just selling how they want to sell. And there's that gap between how they want to sell, what they're selling, and then what buyers want and how buyers want to be treated, what buyers want presented to them, how they want the process to work, and all of that from their perspective. And so the more research that's done in understanding what buyers want and what that looks like, it will help the sales organizations that want to grow and get better because they're going to take a more empathetic approach. They're going to, you know, put themselves in the buyer's shoes, walk a mile in that buyer's shoes, and then meet the buyer where the buyer is at instead of trying to make the buyer play the seller's game, which is never going to work at scale. So I think that's an absolute important lesson. And the more that companies, salespeople, you can understand the buyer's perspective and what they want, and then marry that with where you want to get them to, right? Because they can't call all of the shots all of the time. Like you have to be able to have them play your game at some level, but it has to start where they're at. The more you can do that, the more important it is to, you know, the more success you're going to have in sales and moving things forward. So hopefully you enjoyed this recap and some of my insights. Please make sure if you just came here for the Cliff Notes, go and listen to the three-part series with Dr. Kevin Chase. The titles of those episodes, which hopefully will resonate with you, the role of authenticity in sales from B2C to B2B, which, you know, I love both of those, right? Like I'm not a purely B2B guy. I didn't start out in B2B. I started out in B2C. And so my heart always is more B2C. But again, it doesn't matter because it's H to H. Episode 2 on the process was teaching the process, not the product, which I touched on here. And then the third episode was automation, augmentation, and the future of sales. Make sure to check out episode 606, 607, 608 with Dr. Kevin Chase from Washington State University. Thank you for being here. Hopefully this helps, and I hope you have a great weekend.